This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. I'm talking again today about the idea of a positive attitude. How do you fit into that? If you really are thinking about this, I think the idea of taking responsibility for your own life's very important. Do you know people that complain? And you know that it's true, many times complaining is just an attempt to blame other people for the problem. And yes, I think we all do it from time to time. Some people do it every day. And if I've brought the problem on myself, I need to take responsibility for it and to own up for it. I don't need to blame other people. And more often than not, that situation is there because I got myself into this mess. I'm the cause of it. Now, this is nothing new. It actually goes back a long way. Do you remember the fall of Adam and Eve from the Bible? After Adam ate the fruit, do you remember what he did? He blamed Eve, yes, for giving him the fruit. And then what did he do? He blamed God for creating the woman. It was the classic blame idea. And so it's very easy to blame other people for their mistake. I said yesterday that there's a tremendous verse in Proverbs 19 from the Message translation. It says, people ruin their lives by their own stupidity. So why does God always get blamed? That's Proverbs 19, verse 3. So Adam blamed God for the mistake he made. We blame God for the mistakes we make. Isn't it true that everything we do, there are consequences? If I drop the ball, do I need to complain when it bounces back? You know, the Bible says in Galatians 6, 7, whatever a man sows, he will reap. And so when I bring problems into my life, I really have no legitimate right to complain about it. You are free, of course, to do whatever you want in life, and we have to make choices, but consequences will follow the choices. So being positive means accepting responsibility for your own life and for the choices that you make. The changes that are going to take place are there because of the decisions you choose. I've read somewhere that there are three kinds of people in our life. There's the accusers, the excusers, and the choosers. Now, the accusers are going and saying, it's your fault. And when Adam sinned, he blamed his wife and he blamed God. The excusers say, listen, I'm proud of my environment. It's not really my fault. And the people that are really successful, they're not the accusers or the excusers. What are they? The choosers. They accept responsibility for their own decisions. When they reap what they sow, and they move on with that. And so I think that it's good to develop this attitude of gratitude for no other reason except the fact that God is in control. He is more powerful than any problem I might have. He is stronger than any situation. So he is constantly working for my good. And that's what the Bible says, that God is working for my good. And that's a tremendous answer, actually, to this idea of complaining. And so when we take our eyes off God and we focus on ourselves, that's when things can go wrong. Now, of course, there are things in life that are not perfect. They're not supposed to be. We're not living in heaven. We're here on earth. Things wear out. Things get holes in them. They get strained. They get ruined. But God is in the process, nonetheless, of changing your life. Can I suggest today that one of the good things you can do is to look for God in every situation? Now, it's true that God is active in your life. Even perhaps when you're not realizing it, he is there in each and every situation. There's a wonderful verse in Philippians 1:6. And the author says, I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion. So if you think that I've got to have victory over being a complainer, remember that our troubles might be small, Paul said, won't last very long, our present troubles, and yet they produce for us, Paul said, a glory that outweighs them all and will last forever. Paul was looking forward to the time of being in heaven. That's from 2 Corinthians 4:17. So let's take the example of Paul and look to God in every situation. Positive people, I hope that you can be that, realize that God is in control. So there it is. Well, Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge today that it's easy to complain, but we want to have the right perspective and to trust in you today and always. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.